You know that Whipping Out Wednesday thing they did?
Yeah, you mean the thing I did in Washington 20 years ago?
Right.
Yeah. That turned into a big fight with Man Cow over who invented it.
Man Cow
had a huge fight over, and I remember I heard Taste of Man Cow. I was doing, you know, Show Your Top Tuesday in 1987.
Yeah.
Well, this is a great story.
I always thought it was kind of gay for a guy to walk around with a bumper sticker that basically said, hey, like, I'm a hard-up guy. Girls, you know, do, like, please whip them out.
Right.
But, you know, what do I know?
Is that really cool to have that bumper sticker?
And first I went, gee, I thought my fans always admired me that I never made a bumper sticker.
No, they wanted it.
They wanted it. I should have just given it to them.
You know, the company put a stop to that now. You know why?
Why?
They felt it was a liability that if somebody got into
a car accident. Of course.
They finally figured that out.
They finally figured out. What, Ken Stevens put that together?
Hello?
Yeah, but whatever. You know what? The point is, you know what? Those are guys just trying to make a living. But I say, if you're trying to make a living and you're a fan of mine, why go on the air and say you're not a fan? Why not say you are and move on with your life?
Well, you know, it was funny because during the interview, who was the guy? Anthony said, yeah, you know, we invented this Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Later on that night, I get a call from Opie at home saying, dude, I just wanted to tell you, I'm the one that invented Whip 'em Out Wednesday. And would you mind changing the answer in the interview? Because I really take offense to that.
Even between the two of them,
were fighting over the ownership.
Yeah, we'll get right on that.
Yeah, we'll get on
it. They're such great scientists.
What do you want changed, Anthony? Yeah. All right. That's in there. Thanks, buddy.
They invented Whip It Out Wednesday.